Well, you might not know that Catholic children are named after saints. And my name, Jean, is a variation of Jeanne, as in Jeanne d'Arc, a.k.a. Joan of Arc. And in Catholic school, we did many reports on our personal saints. And so I know a lot about St. Joan. So she was just an obscure shepherd girl until one day three saints appeared to her in a field and told her that God needed her to lead the French army into battle, which she did very bravely. But she was captured and imprisoned, and then she was tried as a witch and burned at the stake. But that's okay, because she went straight to heaven afterward. So in my 20s, I was living in San Francisco, which is a great place to celebrate Halloween. And I got this idea that I would dress up as Joan of Arc for a party. And it felt so right that I decided to be Joan of Arc every year. So a few years later, it's Halloween 1989, and I have not been invited to any parties, but I've heard about a costume contest and a nightclub. First place, $1,000, and I thought, I can win this thing. Here's my costume. So I've got a gray tunic and leggings. Then I've got a big wooden kind of crude crucifix and a halo, and I've smeared ash on my arms and face, and I've got a kind of a heavy rope tied around my waist tying me to this tall pole that I've painted to look like wood. And then climbing up my clothing are red and orange cellophane flames. But the best part is, underneath the flames are twinkly lights. So when I plug myself in, the flames look bright and flamey. So I didn't go to the contest alone. My carpool mate, Sharon, went along for moral support. Now, Sharon and I taught together at the same middle school, and Sharon did not wear a costume. She was a devout Christian engaged to a young minister, so she didn't wear a costume, but she just her work clothes, which might have been mistaken for a costume because they were unusually modest and conservative for a nightclub setting. Now, I picked Sharon up at 7 in the morning, and this was a weeknight, and so I promised her that we would go home right after the contest. So we got to the club a little before 9, and I can't remember the name of the club, but it was a huge place in San Francisco, and it was several stories. But you could see the stage, this big stage from any floor. So we arrive, and there are not many people there yet. And so we just go up to the bar, and we order our sodas. And we just wait for the contest to begin. And my arms were freed from the ropes so that I could hold my soda, but I still had the pole, so it was very awkward to sit. So I sort of just perched on my bar stool, and we waited for the contest to begin. And after a while, the MC, who was sort of a thuggish vampire, got on stage, and he announced that anyone who wanted to enter the contest had to get a number. So I found one of the MC's assistants, and I got my number, and it was like 90-something, which was disappointing, because even if the contest started pretty soon, I'd have to wait so long to go up on that stage and show off my costume. So then the vampire kept getting up on stage, but it was never starting the contest. It was like for announcements. Like, so he talked about the prizes. So first place, $1,000. Second place, dinner at an expensive restaurant. Third place, fancy expensive bottle of champagne and stuff like that. And so now hours have passed. Hours. We've drunk one soda after another. And the place is filling up, and the Navy is very well represented. Two sailors spot us and come over and introduce themselves, and they're young, and they're sweet, and they're surprisingly sober, and they really like my costume. And then, you know, the vampire gets up on stage again and makes more announcements. The costume, the contest is going to start soon. And he introduces the judges that are like local celebrities. And hours go by. And through all this time, these two sailors have stuck by Sharon and me, which makes me think that they were actually trying not to get laid that night. We just talked. They bought us sodas. And that was it. Finally, the vampire calls the first group of contestants forward, 20, 25 people, and he gives them instructions. You line up at the stage steps, and then when your number is called, you go stage center, and you kind of pose for a minute so the judges can see you, and then you exit the other side of the stage. So the contest gets underway, and the crowd loves the contest. So this is 2,000-3,000 very drunk people, and they're cheering for the pirates and the werewolves and the Elvises and stuff, and then they just go nuts for the sexy gypsies and the sexy witches and the sexy kittens and you know, some of those women looked very much at home up there working the crowd in their scanty costumes. So maybe this was not a totally unfamiliar situation for some of them. Okay, and then the MC's throwing in his comments like, oh, that's one ugly bastard, or, oh, I'd like to add her to my harem, you know, that kind of thing. And finally, my group is called, and I leave Sharon with the two sailors, and I get in line, and I'm exhausted. You know, it's like 3:30 in the morning. I've been up since 6, and I'm exhausted and bleary-eyed, but I'm really excited. Now, I've had a chance to see a lot of costumes, and I know that I've got some stiff competition. I know that I might not win, but it'll be so great to hear that crowd, that huge crowd, cheering for me. So I'm so excited. Now, I'm anxious about one little thing, and that is, when I get up on stage, I'm going to have to find an outlet. Because without the outlet, my costume, without the flames, you know, it's not impressive, and in fact, it might not even make sense. So I've got to find that outlet. But I figure, you know, bands play there, so there've got to be outlets in the floor of the stage. So finally, I get to the front of the line. It's my turn. The MC calls my number, and I go out on stage, and I've got my plug in my hand and a few feet of cord, and I'm sort of bent over, and I'm sort of wandering around the stage looking for an outlet, and it's awkward because I've got the pole up my back, but I'm sort of wandering around, and at first, the crowd was pretty quiet, and then they started to boo. And I'm looking, and the MC vampire kind of hisses at me. What the hell are you doing? Then I say, I'm looking for an outlet. And he says, well, just keep moving. And I say, no, I need an outlet. And then the crowd, they're getting very impatient, and the booing is getting louder and louder. And the MC says, get off the stage. And I say, no, I'm not leaving until I find an outlet. He says, get the hell off the stage. And I say, no, I'm not going anywhere until I find an outlet. But I'm frantic, wandering around the stage with my plug in my hand. And then I found one. And I plug myself in, and the lights work. And so I strike my pose downstage center, and I cast my eyes heavenward in prayer, and I hear a little bit of applause and a couple of male voices yelling, "Go, Joan!" But they're quickly drowned out by very, very loud booing, real hostility from the crowd. So I unplug myself and I hurry off the stage, and as I'm leaving, I hear the MC vampire say to the crowd, I'm sorry, folks, I don't know what the fuck that was. And I think you've guessed that I did not win a prize. But that's okay, because a saint is supposed to get her reward in heaven. Thank you.